诸位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace be with brothers and sisters.
这次我们的灵修会啊，我们定一个主题，就是寻求生命的意义。
This time the topic for spiritual cultivation is seeking for the meaning of life.
生命是每一个人所看重、所珍惜的。
Obviously, life is a value to everyone.
那么最近在整个企业界里头啊，也兴起了一种改革的风气。
And recently in the business world, or there's this new trend.
以往我们的企业大概着重啊人治啊，就是着重人情啊人际关系的这样的一个运作啊。
Usually in the world of business, people oftentimes emphasize social relationships.
要强调每一个员工啊对这个公司的一种长期以来所培养的一种感情啊，因为这个感情的关系啊，所以他能够对这个公司有所付出。
And businesses or companies wishes that their employees would establish a long-term relationship so that they be loyal to their company.
尤其呢是东方的企业啊，以日本为代表，就是这一种的典型。
And especially businesses or companies in the East, especially in Japan, these are their motto in their company.
可是后来慢慢发展又转向西方式的这种法治的这种形态。
However, we can see the transformation when you get to the Western world. Businesses are more established on regulations and laws.
也就是说呢，用法规来规范，让整个这个工厂公司的运作呢更有规律跟规则。
In other words, companies would establish regulations and policies so that the company would run more efficient.
并且呢，他们也非常着重啊这种评估、评鉴、检讨的这样的一个方式。
And these companies would emphasize on quality control and efficiency standards.
那这种方式呢，可以非常精准的来控制整个公司营运或是生产的这种效率。
And these type of methods would have great efficiency in controlling the productivity of the company.
尤其是以美国的工业科技啊为代表。
And this represents the technology world or business world of the United States.
但是呢，最近呢、啊，这个很多管理的这个大师啊，管理学的大师呢，他们改变了观念，他们认为应当进到心智的这个阶段。
However, recently, a lot of the business management folks, they have changed their methods in conducting business.
也就是说，着重每一个个体他的心智、他的那种特质啊，让他的这个才能、这个人的本质能够充分的发挥。
They emphasize in the importance of being specialized in one area or one person being specialized in their portion.
这个就越更加接近了对一个生命个体的一种重视。
And they see or emphasize the importance of individuality.
以往不管是人治或是法治，他只是把人当成一个生产的工具。
Whether if it's businesses are emphasized on humans or policies, humans are just a tool.
他并没有完全来让这个生命个体的特质啊，他的专长来得到发挥。
None of these two methods or ways let the individuals express or expound upon their specialties.
可是现在企业是注重的一个生命个体它的特质的展现。
However, nowadays in business management, they oftentimes emphasize an individuality or individual skills and specialties.
这是自从工业革命以后啊，我们在这一两百年之间发展的过程里头，我们所发现的一种错误，然后要把它矫正过来的一种非常好的一种措施。
This happened. This good change happened after the Industrial Revolution.
经过这么漫长的这个工业的这个发展过程。
And after this progress and this the improvements in the business world, industrial world.
过去我们的生命卖给企业。
before we sold our lives to our businesses.
我们的生命卖给我们的工作。
We sold our lives to our work.
其实从圣经的观点来看，工作是被咒诅的一个结果。
If we look at work from the perspective of the Bible, it is actually condemned.
那个不是生命的目的。
Because work is not the point or the goal of our lives.
生命的目的是什么？
What is the goal of our lives?
活着的目的是什么？
What is the goal of our living?
我们必须要弄清楚。
We have to see clearly of these things.
所以这个生命的问题呢，在今年21世纪一定会被大大的来谈论。
And that's why the meaning of life and the goal of life is a big discussion in the 21st century.
因为人的心智，人的生命是最重要的。
Because the health of our spirit, our lives, to us is the most important.
这种观念是从圣经来的。
And this type of perspective is generated from the Bible.
那么昨天呢，跟各位提到，生命的意义呢，就是从创造神创造的动机来看呢，人要来享受神的爱。
Yesterday I've shared with you the meaning. One of the meaning of life is to enjoy the blessing of God's creation.
人被神创造的时候是要来享受神的爱的。
When humans were created by God, we were set to enjoy His love.
那另外，我们从生命的价值来看。
Also, if we look at the value of life,
我们要活出真爱。
We must live out the true love.
我们享受神的爱之后，我们要付出，要分享。
After we experience God's love, we must share it with everyone.
这才是生命的价值。
This is one of the meaning of life.
那么今天呢，我们第一节课要跟各位谈的是从神创造的目的来看。
So today in the first class, I'd like to look at this point from the perspective of God's creation.
生命的意义就是要来彰显神的荣耀。
The meaning of life is to manifest the majesty of God.
这是神创造人的目的。
This is one of the goals of which God created us.
我们先来看以赛亚书43章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 43.
以赛亚书43章。
Isaiah chapter 43.
第六节。
Verse 6.
以赛亚书43章第六节第七节。
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 6 and 7.
我要对北方说交出来，对南方说不要拘留，将我的众子从远方带来，将我的众女从地极领回，就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所造做成所造作的。我们请看21节。
Let's jump to verse 21.
这百姓是我为自己所造的，好述说我的美德。神借着以赛亚先知这样宣告将来复兴的这个信息。
Through prophet Isaiah, God proclaimed his glory.
神要从世界各地招聚属于他的众子民。
And God will select his chosen people from all four corners of the world.
那么这些子民就是称为神名下的人。
And these people are the people under his name.
神说这是为了他的荣耀所创造的。
And God said that they were created for His glory.
21节说，这是为了要述说我的美德。
In verse 21, He says that is so that He could proclaim His praise.
因此我们可以知道，神为了自己的荣耀，所以他创造了我们人类。
So from here we see that God for His own glory created humans.
但是人类犯罪之后神特别拣选属于他的子民。
Humans sinned, God has chosen some of them under His name.
我们可以从圣经来看到，神要属于他的人来荣耀他呢，有分成三个阶段。
From the Bible, we can see three ways of which God selects His people to glorify His name.
第一个阶段就是神造了亚当夏娃。
The first is that God created Adam and Eve.
在伊甸园里头。
And in the Garden of Eden,
他们过着与神 沟通的生活。
They lived a life very intimate with God.
但是亚当夏娃他们做了错误的选择。
However, Adam and Eve chose the wrong path.
他们离弃神。
They departed from God.
所以就被赶出伊甸园。
Therefore, they were cast out of the Garden of Eden.
人亏缺了神的荣耀。
And therefore, humans took no part in the glory of God.
那么当他们跟他们的后裔啊漂流在这个世界生活的时候
，After their descendants was spread among the world, trying to make a living.
神也拣选了一些属于他的子民，从万民当中来分别为圣。
And we see that God has selected among them some of His chosen people.
神跟这个挪亚立约。
God made a covenant with Noah, for example.
神也拣选了亚伯拉罕。
And God has also chosen Abraham.
从亚伯拉罕的后裔要称为神的子民。
And through the Abraham's descendants, the descendants or the chosen people of God.
叫他们要分别为圣。
And that they will be selected, be different from other people.
为了让他们能够过着这种圣洁的生活，所以神颁布的律法。
And God told them to be holy, and therefore God created commandments for them to follow.
并且领他们进入了应许的迦南地。
And He has led them to the promised land of Canaan.
我们发现后来国家被灭亡之后啊，可以知道说神的选民也违背了神。
And we can see that after that, their kingdom was destroyed was because due to the fact that they did not obey God's commands.
这是第二个阶段。
And this is the second stage.
那么到第三个阶段。
And the third stage.
耶稣基督降生。
This descendant or the manifestation of Jesus Christ.
他被钉在十字架上。
He was crucified on the cross.
用宝血来洁净我们。
And he cleansed us with his holy blood.
然后用他的重价呢，把我们赎回来，就是要在我们的身上来荣耀神。
And he used himself as a ransom to cleanse us and to save us from sins.
一直到将来末日的时候。
Until the judgment day comes.
我们大概可以从这三个阶段来看。
And we can see and learn from these three stages.
那么为什么神要我们人来荣耀他呢
？So why does God want us to glorify His name？
在万物被造当中啊，神要我们人来荣耀他。
During His creation of the world, God wanted humans to glorify His name。
因为我们是按着神的形象被造的。
We were created in the likeness or in the form of God。
我们请看创世纪第一章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1。
创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
我们请看二十六节。
Verse 26.
创世纪一章二十六节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26.
神说我们要按照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。二十八节。
28。
神就赐给福给他们，又对他们说：“要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。”这里特别提到，神创造人呢，是按照他的形象来造的。
Here tells us God created man in His own image.
神的形象啊，是包含一切美好的本质。
God's image represents everything that's perfect and beautiful.
是美善的。
And it is wonderful.
也是公义的、慈爱的。
It is just and it is kind and loving.
是圣洁的。
It is holy.
是信实的。
And it is faithful.
是永远不改变的。
And it will never change.
那么神按着这种形象来造我们人类。
So God created man with such a form.
所以人在地上是代表神。
So on land, we represent God.
他不但赐给我们他的形象
，Not only He grant us His form and likeness，
也赐给我们人的智慧
，He also gives us His wisdom，
也给我们权柄
，Also He gives us authority，
也给我们人应当尽的本分责任
Also, he also commissions us with our responsibilities as humans.
就是生命要延传下去。
That is, we must sustain life.
要遍满地面。
We must spread and dominate the land.
在神所造的这个地球上的每一个角落都能够来求告神。
And that we may seek after God in every corner of the world.
我们今天有智慧，有权柄，可以治理这个全地。
And today we have the power and the authority to control over this world.
当时候在伊甸园里面呢，我们看见了一片和谐的状态。
When they were in a Garden of Eden, we could see that it was a very tranquil and peaceful time.
人跟神可以沟通。
God could directly communicate with men.
人跟自然界和平相处。
And humans had a peaceful relationship with the nature.
在灵界，人没有罪。
And in spirit, they did not have any sins.
但是那个试探临到的时候，就破坏了一切。
However, because of the temptation and their sins, that shattered this peaceful picture.
人顺服神，所以从神那里得到一种无形的权柄。
Because of the submission of humans, we were able to grant authority from him.
神给人智慧，所以可以制服万物。
God granted us wisdom so we could dominate over everything in this world.
所以人在地上是代表神的。
So on land, mankind represents God.
代表神来彰显他一切美好的本质。
Mankind represents everything that represents God. In his goodness and likeness.
代表神来治理神所创造的这个地面跟万物。
And mankind represents God in such that we control over his creations.
当人能够在这种情况底下按着神的要求来做的时候，就是彰显出神的荣耀。
And under these orders from God or circumstances, if we could do according to his will, then we are glorifying his name.
可是我们看今天的世界是如何呢？
Let's look at how our society and world are like now.
人违背神。
Mankind has disobeyed God's commands.
也敌对神。
Even became enemies of God.
然后人跟自然界并没有和平相处。
And mankind does not live harmoniously with the nature.
今天我们对这个世界可以说是过度的开发，过度的利用使用，所以这个自然界给我们很大的灾祸。
We have exploited the resources of the world, and we have damaged greatly our nature.
现在台湾大家兴起的一片这种要保护自然界的这种声浪起来。
Recently in Taiwan, there's this environmental protection movement.
台湾人很喜欢喝高山的乌龙茶。
People in Taiwan, they love to drink the tea from the high mountains.
是在越高的山上开辟的更广大的这个茶田，来种植更香更好价格更高的这个乌龙茶。
It seems to them that the tea that are produced from the highest mountain is of the highest value and tastes the best to them.
是过度而且是不当的开发。
And because of this, they exploited the mountain tops, and they overdeveloped the mountains.
结果当台风来的时候，当大雨来的时候呢，整个石头像我们屋子这么大的石头，夹杂着泥土从山上滚到地上来，到平地来，你看，那个整栋的大楼都被推翻掉了。
And because of those type of developments, when the hurricane a stone or a rock in the size of this room came tumbling down or slid it down from the mountain.
我们都生活在恐惧当中。
We are all living in horror and difficult times.
美国有911的恐怖，台湾有土石流的恐怖。
The United States had a 9/11 incident, and Taiwan, they had this great huge rock slide incident.
人失去了神给我们真正的智慧。
And humankind have lost the wisdom God granted to us.
整个世界的这个温室的效应我们也发现我们整个这个自然界的那个定律都被破坏了。
We can see that we, mankind, have disrupted the principles or the order of nature.
跟伊甸园的情况都完全不一样。
This is the contrary from what was like at the time of Garden of Eden.
我们可以看出来，人并没有办法来彰显神的荣耀了。
And we can see that humankind cannot live out the image and the glory of God.
因为人与人跟人也是敌对的，国家跟国家之间也是敌对的。
And we see now that a kingdom are against kingdoms and humankind are against God.
从人跟神、人跟自然界、人跟人之间的这种关系完全被破坏，我们可以知道。
And from the relationship of humans versus humans and humans versus nature, we can see all of this.
那么我们今天要来谈说，我们要寻求生命的意义。
So today we would like to search the topic of the meaning of life.
我们要彰显神的荣耀。
We must glorify God's name.
就是要恢复在伊甸园的情况。
We must return back to how it was like in the Garden of Eden.
曾经碰到一位慕道者，他这样说。
I once met a truth seeker, and he told me this.
你们的神要人呐、啊，来荣耀他。
He told me that your God wants mankind to glorify Him.
那么人荣耀他、赞美他，你们的神就喜乐了，他的心就满足了。
So that when mankind glorify Him and praises Him, then His heart will be content and He will be happy.
很像一个小朋友啊，他跳舞，哇，大人跟他鼓掌，他的跳得越厉害，哇，跳得越高。
Just like a little kid, when he or she is dancing around, when the adults praise this little child and claps, and this little child will dance even more vigorously.
你们的神要人家赞美他，要人家来荣耀他，你们的神很骄傲啊。
So he told me that your God wishes people to praise him and to glorify his name, so your God is very haughty.
神要人荣耀他，被解读为神很骄傲。
So the fact that God wants us to glorify His name has been misinterpreted by people that He is proud and He is haughty.
他这样问的时候，其实可以引发我们有几个思考。
When he asked me of this, that inspired me to think of a few things.
也就是说，神的荣耀是什么？
That caused me to think, what is the glory of God?
什么叫做荣耀神?
What does it mean by glorifying God?
第二个就是，如果我们人不荣耀神，那神是不是就没有荣耀了?
Also, if humankind, we don't glorify God's name, does that mean that therefore God will not have any glory?
再来，神该得的荣耀，但是人不给他。那会变成种什么状况
？And also, what if since God wants us to glorify Him, and if we do not do so, then what's going to happen?
也就是说，当我们不愿意啊，因为我们好的表现来让神得到荣耀，那我们会变成怎么样的
？And if we do not meant because of our good deeds and good actions glorify God, then what will happen?
神的荣耀，我们可以这样来解释。
We can explain God's glory in such ways.
就是神一切美好的本质所散发出来的一种荣耀的光辉。
We can see that we can say that His glory represents all the goodness in Him, all His form and images that are shined out in His glory light.
神一具备一切美好的本质，从这个本质散发出来。有一种属灵的光辉
and from God's good nature or character it will spread out in form of a glorious light.
这就是神的荣耀。
This is the glory of God.
神的慈爱、神的圣洁、神的信实、神的怜悯，那个就是神的荣耀。
And God's love, God's justice, God's faith and His kindness, all of that are glory of God.
好，那么我们看到一个人有好的表现呢、啊，我们就说这个人很骄傲，他要人家赞美他、鼓掌啊，这个人很骄傲啊，是不是这个样子解读的？
When we see a person with good actions or good deeds, what we say to ourselves, this person is proud and this person is very haughty. He just needs other people to praise him of his actions.
这个 Michael Jordan 哇，打球打得这么厉害，这么好。Michael Jordan 有够你实在是太骄傲了，你要人家鼓掌啊！哎呀，你表现这么好就是骄傲啊！我不鼓掌哎，不鼓掌是谁骄傲？是他骄傲还是我骄傲？是我骄傲。
For example, Michael Jordan, since he's a really good basketball player, will we say that he's very haughty and proud because of his performance, therefore wanting us to praise him? I think, on the contrary, we thinking that way are the ones that are proud.
好了，我们看到这个巨人队啊，终于得到美国的这个今年度的这个世界棒球的这个冠军赛，哇，鼓掌！我们看到。这个好的表现，我们很自然就鼓掌了。
And when we see the Giants winning the championship, we'll naturally clap and praise of their performance.
可是我从我的内心里压抑，我偏偏不鼓掌，怎么办？怎么样？是我骄傲，不是巨人队骄傲。
But if one person suppresses his praise for the team, and this person is being proud of doing that.
每个人都有美善的本质。
Everybody has a good nature in them.
看到好的表现，值得肯定的事情，我们从内心谦卑的心来加以鼓励、肯定，这是一种美好的本质。
We naturally will feel a tendency of praising and something when we're confirmed with its goodness.
人有没有办法去左右神的荣耀？
Could humankind order God around?
我不向巨人队鼓掌，巨人队就因此落败吗？他还是冠军。
Because of my refusal to praise the performance of Giants, will they not win the championship because of that?
我不向神赞美，我不过要没有给他，他就没有荣耀吗？
Do you think that if we do not praise and thank God for His glory, then He will change because of that?
他依然从他美好的本质散发出无限的光辉来。
He will still spread His glory from His good nature.
好，所以人不能左右神的荣耀。
So we cannot control the glory of God.
我偏偏不做荣耀神的事情，我你看神怎么办？
We cannot test God and also force ourselves to not praise His name.
那么如果是这样的话呢，我就要坏事做绝，坏话说尽。我要做出一切的恶事。
If this concept is correct, then that means I have to do everything against God by sinning more, by doing more bad deeds.
那这样的话，我变成人还是牲畜？
Then what kind of person would you become?
不是人了。
You will not be a normal person.
我们就没有人的尊贵性了。
Then we will not have the value of being a humankind.
所以当一个人他刻意的不把他美善的本质表现出来，来让神得到荣耀的时候，人就会堕落成连牲畜都不如的那种状况。
When a person purposely go against his inherent goodness in praising God and doing good deeds, then this person has lost his value as humankind and not will not be even as high as an animal.
那么人就像魔鬼一样了。
And then if that person will become like Satan.
所以当我们去思考这些问题的时候啊，
So when we think of these things,
人犯了罪，所以亏缺了神的荣耀。
Humankind sinned against God, therefore we are in lacking of His glory.
我们看罗马书第三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
三章，我们请看二十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 23.
三章二十三节。
Chapter 3, verse 23.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。二十四节。
24.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。这里是告诉我们，亚当夏娃犯罪之后，把罪引进世界，人就生活在罪里头。
Here tells us that after Adam and Eve have sinned, they have led sin into this world. Then we, humankind, fell short of the glory of God.
所以神眼中看起来人都犯了罪。
So in God's eyes, mankind all have sinned.
亏 亏欠了神的原来的那种完整的荣耀。
And we fall short of the perfect glory of God, original God.
本来神按着他形象所造的人的那种形象呢，被破坏了，就失去了神的那种荣耀。
And we have, since the perfect image and the form of God for which we were created have been broken, therefore we fall short of His glory.
那么这个亏缺的部分怎么补满呢？
So how can we reestablish and regain this the glory of God?
从神的恩典开始。
And we must start from the grace of God.
耶稣基督他的牺牲。
We must start from the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
借着他的宝血来除掉这个罪。
Through His redemption, through His blood, our sins have been washed away.
因为罪使那个原本跟神一样的那个荣耀亏缺了，现在把这个罪除掉。
Because of sin has caused us to fall short of God's glory. Now, if we get rid of our sins,
所以这是神的恩典。
So this is the grace of God.
我们今天有希望了。
We have hope today.
我们可以把那个失去的、破碎的那个荣耀把它补满。
We could once again regain the glory of God.
然后在我们身上来彰显神的荣耀出来。
And we can manifest His glory in us.
那我们应该怎么样来追求呢？
So how can we go about pursuing this?
我们这是一个肉体的躯体。
And this is a physical defect.
我们的生命非常短暂。
Our lives are short.
我们是残缺不全的。
We are weak and we are not able.
我们有很多很多的过错，很多很多的过失啊，还有很多的这个缺点啊。
We have a lot of faults. We have made a lot of mistakes in the past.
可是神还是要在我们身上来彰显他的荣耀出来。
However, God still wishes to manifest His glory through us.
那我们当然要好好的来把握。
So of course we must take up the opportunity.
我们要努力来追求。
We must strive and to pursue after this.
当一个人的身上，他所做所行的，能够彰显神的荣耀的时候
，When a person through his actions, through his body, could manifest and proclaim God's glory,
他要把神的美善行出来。
This person will want to spread the goodness of God through him.
他就完成了人的这个本分。
Then this person has will have finished the duty of mankind.
然后他就有尊贵性了。
And then he will gain value in his life.
他也能够得到从神那里来的荣耀。
And at the same time, this person will receive the glory from God.
这就是彰显神荣耀的意义了。
So this is the meaning of manifesting the glory of God.
我们有几个追求。
So we have several pursuits.
第一个就是我们要跟神生命再把它结合在一起。
First is that we must be reunited with God's life.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
四章我们请看第十七节。
Chapter 4 verse 17.
四章十七节。
Chapter 4 verse 17.
到十九节。
Verses 17 through 19.
所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再像外邦人，存虚妄的心行事。十八节。
18.
他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。十九节。
19.
良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。我们先从第十九来十九节来看。
Let's take a look at verse 19 first.
这是外在的行为的表现。
And this is action of physical actions.
我们再看第十七节。
That's and also verse 17.
虚妄的心。
Futility of their thinking.
第十八节说到了他们心地昏昧。
And verse 18 it says that their understandings were darkened.
好，这是谈到心的问题。
And all these talks about our hearts.
十九节是行为，十七节、十八节这个地方是谈到心的问题。
19 talks about actions, and 17 and 18 talks about our hearts.
行为是从他的心出发的。
Obviously, our physical action represents our hearts.
可是为什么会有虚妄的心跟昏昧的心呢？
Then how come they have futility of their thinking and their understandings were darkened.
第十八节的底下说，因为跟神所赐的生命隔绝了。
And second portion of verse 18, it says it's because they have separated themselves from the life of God.
所以这个地方有谈到三个层次。
So from these three verses, we can see three stages.
一个是外在的行为，一个是内心。另外一个是生命的问题。
One is the outer actions, second is the heart, and also our life.
一般的学校的教育是谈到外在行为、属世知识的传授跟外在行为的规范。
Normally, the education we receive from our schooling is to emphasize on our outer or physical deeds.
国家的法律也是约束外在的行为。
The laws of our country also limits and regulates our physical actions.
那么另外一个进一步的就是世界上很多的宗教，他们是谈到心的问题。
And one level above that are the religions of this world, and they talk about limiting our hearts.
如果只谈外在行为，没有谈心的话呢，这个行为是不能够改正的。
If we only talk about physical actions and not talk about our hearts, then it's pointless because we cannot change our physical actions.
可是只谈到这个心的问题，并没有谈到生命的问题呢，根本的这个基础并没有把它导正，也是没有用的。
On the other hand, if we only talk about our hearts and we do not discuss about the issue of life, then it has no meaning too.
很多宗教他们这么说。
Many religions believe in this.
你的心要正啊，你要有善心啊。
We must have a good heart. We must have a righteous heart.
你要修养啊，修行啊。
We must cultivate ourselves.
你的外在行为才会好的。
We must train ourselves so that we may have good actions.
所以他们就会鼓励说，你要做善事啊。
That's why they encourage people to do good deeds.
啊，存善心，做善事。
It must have a charitable heart and perform good deeds.
台湾啊，有一个佛教的团体啊，最近这几年呢、啊，它的这个力量啊，那个人数、啊、增加的非常的快。
And there's a group, a Buddhism religion in Taiwan. Recently, their group has prospered and increased in numbers greatly.
在十多年的时间之内呢，他的信徒增加了差不多有200万至300万之多。
In a short period of 10 years, their membership have increased by 2 to 3 million members.
怎么样增加的呢？
How did that happen?
他说，你只要每个月交2000块、3000块的台币，你就可以做功德了。
And the church tells its members that if you donate $2,000-$3,000 a month,
你就是做善事了。
Then that means you're performing good deeds.
那么你以前所犯的过错、罪恶呢，可以消除了，因为你现在做功德，你的功德就可以跟这个业障啊，这个消除了，把这个业障消除掉了。
And that will wash away all of your sins before because of your good deeds. That equalizes all the bad things you've done in the past.
我们知道说这几年啊。连我们自己都会感觉到台湾的这个治安、道德、人心啊，堕落得非常的快。
I'm sure you've shared the same feeling that in the last couple of years, Taiwan, its society and its society's moral have digressed greatly.
现在台湾有两个东西最多，一个是庙最多，另外一个是槟榔摊最多。
There's two things that Taiwan has the most. One is temples of idols. Second is the
为什么要把这两个东西连在一起
cigarette stands. Beetle nut stands.
我们都可以在报纸、在电视的报道看到了，卖槟榔的女孩子不好好的穿着啊。台湾又没有那么热，印度也没有那么热，但是穿的衣服是很少的。
And from news and papers, we see that the ladies that tend these beetle nut stands, they wear very skimpy clothing.
为什么会变成这个样子？
Why did our society became such?
台湾绝大多数的90%多的人信奉台湾民间信仰，但是这么多的比例，这么高的比例的这个宗教。他绝对要为台湾的治安、道德的低落负绝大多数的责任，一定要的。
over 90 some percent of Taiwan people believe in their the idols or their religion, so they must be responsible for the digress in society and morals.
现在台湾啊，十多岁的孩子如果不读书的话，男生去跳八家将，女生去当槟榔西施。
And right now, young people in Taiwan, if they're around 18 years old, if they do not study or do good, they will the girls will become will sell beetle nuts, and the guys will go party and dancing.
就是变成这个样子。
Oh, dancing for idols.
那么那些跳八大将的就成为啊黑道组织帮派的那个基本的组织，基本的。
And these folks will be involved in gang activities and gang organizations.
槟榔西施有一天啊会变成啊卖身体的淫乱的这种行为出来。
And these beetle nut stands one day will become prostitutions.
一直堕落，一直堕落。
And we can see, just see the digress of the society.
中国啊，不用飞弹打，就等着看台湾了，台湾就沉沦了，就自己沉沦了。
We don't need to wait for the missiles from China to attack Taiwan, to destroy Taiwan, because we are destroying ourselves.
为什么他们没有罪恶感？
How come they do not even feel a guilt of their sins?
我每个月都有交钱做功德了。我当槟榔西施啊，我赚了钱，两个月一个月交2000块做功德了，我没有罪了，我没有罪了。
Because many of them believe that as long as they give some money to their temple, therefore it washes away all of their bad deeds, bad actions.
还有很多很多其他的不当的得利，我交两千块、3000块。我做功德了，我善心人士了，我是某某大德了，哎，造怎么大德了？底下还有一个大德，哎，大德就是善心人士，不能这个样子。我良心会不会破烂？不会啊，我良心要给我谴责的时候，我把他压死，用2000块台币把他压死。
They feel that they could do all the bad deeds and all the bad things they want, as long as they continue to donate money to these temples, and they get a plaque and saying that they are actually a good person and they have washed away all their sins.
为什么？
Why has it become like this?
如果是这样的话，台湾的治安会不会好？台湾的道德能不能提升？不可能的，绝对不可能的。
If these trends continue, then of course, the moral of their society will not improve.
原因是因为他并没有把他的生命本质改变，没有改变他的生命本质。
And the fundamental flaw of their methods is that they did not change their lifestyle.
他还是跟神的生命隔绝的，堕落的生命的。
They are still separated from the path of God.
所以从那个堕落的生命，他展现出来的好树是好结好果的，但是坏树是不能结好果的。
And they separated themselves from God, and the bad trees will not bear good fruits.
我们真耶稣教会怎么改变一个人？
And how does our True Jesus Church change a person?
圣经怎么跟我们讲？
What does the Bible tell us?
要明白道理，接受洗礼之后，跟神的生命再结合在一起，有新生的样式。
We must understand the truth in the words of God. We must receive baptism, and then we must be renewed by changing our life, so we may be part of God's life.
跟神的生命在连结的时候呢，它变成更新的生命了。
When we reunite our lives with God's life, then we will be renewed.
那个旧的人、旧的生命，与耶稣基督一起同死同埋葬。
We bury our old selves with Lord Jesus Christ.
然后他从水里起来的时候，就是新生的样式。
When we arise from being baptized from the water, then we take on a new form and image of God, and we have been renewed of our lives.
从他内心里头感恩拿出来奉献。
From our hearts, from our thanksgiving hearts, we donate our strength and our wealth to church.
从他已经改变、已经更新的生命所选择的一种 真心诚意的虔诚奉献的才是神所喜悦的。
And from a renewed a person, from a new life, from a person of thanksgiving and an offering, that will find delight in God's eyes.
所以这个就让我们知道说要如何彰显神的荣耀。
So this tells us how can we glorify God's name.
重新跟神的生命结合在一起。
We must reunite our lives once again with God.
我们再来看以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书四章，我们看二十节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 20.
二十节到二十四节这一段是告诉我们。
Verse 22-24 tells us.
二十四节说要照着神的形象有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Verse 20 says says that put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
这就是彰显神的荣耀了。
This of course is glorifying God's name.
那么在此之前有一些努力。
And before that we must do a certain things and pursue after certain things. From verse 20.
学基督
We must know Christ.
21节
21.
听他的道
We must listen to his words.
领受他的教 学着真理
We must do according to his truth.
然后脱去从前行为上的旧人
And also we must put off our old selves.
心智也改换一新了
And be made new in our attitudes.
我们有一个榜样可以学习。
We have examples that we can follow.
就像保罗效法基督一样。
Just like Paul, sought to be like Jesus.
还有真理每天在教导我们。
He uses truth to teach us every day.
让我们的心灵不断的更新。
So that our hearts are renewed daily.
叫我们顺服真理。
We must submit to the truth.
这样就能够把基督的形象给活出来了。
That way we could live out the form and image of God.
就是彰显神的荣耀了。
And that by that we are manifesting the majesty of God.
当然我们还要进一步的借着圣灵的帮助。
Of course we need the help of our Holy Spirit.
来结出圣灵的果子。
We must so that we could bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
在台湾有一位弟兄，他是开计程车的。
In Taiwan, we had a brother. He's a taxi driver.
那虽然他不是大公司的这个老板、董事长，但是他每天靠着自己的劳力啊来赚钱。
Even though he's not a boss of a big company, but he makes good living from doing hard labor.
有一天他载了一位小姐一个顾客小姐到一个地方下车。
One time he took a lady passenger to a certain place.
那么后来他发现说那个小姐下车的时候遗留一包东西在后座。
Then he realized after the passenger left that she had left behind a package.
他停车之后把那包打开看看是什么东西。
So he stopped his car and opened the package to see what's in there.
哇，这么一大包都是新台币都是钱
He saw the whole package was packed with money.
哇，这个至少有一两百万。
At least $1 or $2 million in Taiwan money.
他就很紧张。
So he was nervous because of that.
然后这个钱他很紧张。
And he was very disturbed and very nervous.
他是替那个小姐担心，那个小姐一定是非常的紧张、害怕的。我赶快要把她送回去。
He was nervous because that passenger, lady passenger, must need this money very bad. So he decided to go back and return the money.
他回到原来那个下车的地方，就看到那个小姐在路边呢，一直哭啊，一直哭泣。
So he turned back and drove back to the place where she left and saw the lady passenger crying by the road.
他就问那个小姐说：“你到底为什么在哭呢？”
And he asked her, "Why are you crying?"
他说：“我有一包钱落在那个掉在这个计程车里头，跑掉了，不知道了怎么办？我去银行领的钱糟糕了怎么办？一直哭。”
She says, "I accidentally left a package of money in the taxi. Now he left, and what am I supposed to do?"
我们弟兄就问他说：“那你有没有看到那个计程车的牌照号码？他的号码是几号？”
And our brother asked her, did you get a chance to look at the license plate of the taxi?
她说没有，我不记得了，我没有把它记起来。
She says, no, I did not care to look at that.
那么你上计程车的时候前面呢， 有一个牌子是写的计程车司机的姓名，你有没有把那个姓名给记起来？我没有记，不知道。And
he asked her, did you look at the ID of the taxi driver posted in the front of the taxi? Did you get a chance to look at his name? And she answered, no.
那么那个那部计程车它的那个车身喷的那个漆的颜色是什么的？你记得吗？
What about the paint and the color of the taxi? Do you remember that?
我也不记得，没有印象。
And she answers, no, I don't remember what the taxi looked like.
如果我们这个弟兄啊，这包钱把它A下来啊，不拿出来的话，没有资料可以找。
Technically, if our brother wanted to keep this money, she had no evidence to find him.
我们这个弟兄就把这包钱拿出来，小姐，这是你的钱。
So our brother took out, returned back the package back to the lady.
哇，这个女孩子的感情常常会变，刚刚在哭，现在又笑了。哎呀，谢谢你啊。
From crying, this lady became overjoyed and started and thanked our brother.
当场拿了一叠的钱呢，塞给我们弟兄。
And she took a stack of money and gave it to our brother.
弟兄拒绝，不拿。
And his brother refused to take it.
说这个世界上没有这么好的人呐，所以这个是稀有动物，要鼓励你，好像是说稀有动物一样。这，哦，这个世界上没有这么多好的人呐，要鼓励你这样，那钱就给他。
She wanted to give some rewards to our brother because she feels that there's no such good person in this world, so she must reward him.
弟兄不要。 我不该拿的，一毛钱我不拿。
But our brother did not take any penny from her.
我只是做了我应该做的事情而已。
Because he says that this is my duty.
不是我该拿的，我不拿。
I do not take what is not mine.
我们这位弟兄在讲的时候，他说我是真耶稣教会的信徒。
So when he was saying this to the lady passenger, he says it was because I'm a member of True Jesus Church.
圣经 教导我们不该拿的，我一分不拿。
Bible teaches us that we must not steal, must not take things that are not ours.
我是敬拜神的人。
I am a God worshipper.
所以我不拿。
Therefore, I do not take any of your rewards.
尽本分而已，没有什么可以感谢的，不值得什么夸口的了。这是我应该做的。
Because this is my duty, there's no need to be praised or reward me.
一个人一直要拿钱给那个人，那个人一直不要拿，说我是真耶稣教的信徒。
So as you can imagine, the lady kept on wanting to reward our brother, and the brother kept on saying, "No, I don't. I can't take it."
过了一段时间，我们这个弟兄啊接到电话。
After a while, the brother received a telephone call.
是这位小姐啊打电话要请他一起吃饭。
And this lady passenger wanted to have dinner with our brother.
说因为他们全家的人呢都不敢相信有这个事情啊，那觉得很惊讶，要请我们这位弟兄一起吃饭。
And after she told her family, the whole family was in disbelief of what had happened. So that's why they wanted to meet our brother and then ask him out to eat dinner.
就到台北的一家大饭店去了，我们弟兄就真的去了。
So they went to a rather big restaurant in Taipei.
那么在吃饭的时候啊，那个小姐的爸爸哈。 也觉得不可思议啊，有这么好的人，拿了30万要给我们弟兄。
And during the dinner, the father of the lady passenger still was in disbelief what he did, so therefore he wanted to reward our brother with $30,000.
我们弟兄也一样拒绝。
And our brother again refused to take these rewards.
如果我要钱的话，我这个钱我不还给你了。 但是我今天还给你，这是我该做的。我是真耶稣教会的信徒。他讲真耶稣教会的信徒的时候，抬头挺胸啊！我是真耶稣教会的信徒。
He told them that if I wanted the money, really, I would have taken it. But this is my duty to do good deeds according to the Bible. And also, it's because he was really proud and tell him that it's because he was the true, he's a member of True Jesus Church.
他们一直讲说，世界没有这么好的人，世界没有这种人呢。
And again, this family kept on saying, "I don't think they don't think that there's such a good person in this world like our brother."
没有错，一个真正的真耶稣教会的信徒，他是分别为圣的，他不是属于这个世界的嘛，他不是这个世界上的人嘛，他这样讲是没有错的。
Indeed, maybe they're right because a true Jesus church member will be different from other people in this world. And in a sense, we are not of this world.
他不是王永庆，他也不是比尔盖茨，但是他活得堂堂正正，顶天立地，我是真耶稣教会的信徒。
He's not Bill Gates and he's not a wealthy person, but because of his belief in God and also he's a member of our True Jesus Church, he was very proud of that.
彰显神荣耀出来啊。
He manifested God's glory in him.
在他身上看到神的荣耀。
And so that other people have seen the glory of God.
很多时候人家问你是哪一个教会的。我是基督徒了，我是基督教的，基督教的，基督教的。
A lot of times, when people ask us what church do you go to, and we'll just simply say we're just Christians.
基督教有很多种，你是长老宗的呢，是浸信会系统的呢，还是什么其他独立教派的？对了，独立教派的，不是长老，就是独立教派的基督教。
And they will ask us, there's a lot of denominations in Christianity, which one do you belong in? And we'll say, probably, instead of saying the name of our church, we'll say we're non-denominational, we're independent.
真耶稣教会五个字让你蒙羞吗？
Are you actually embarrassed by True Jesus Church, our title of our church?
还是我们的行为让真耶稣教会蒙羞啊？
Or have... Our actions embarrassed our church.
要像这位弟兄这样，真耶稣教会的信徒，我们要好好的表现真耶稣教会的信徒。
We must be like this brother taxi driver, that we must be very proud in proclaiming to others that we are true Jesus Church members.
所以啊，不管什么各行各业，不管你的属世的条件如何，我们都可以在神的面前活得很有尊贵性。
So no matter what profession you're in, no matter what stages of life you're in, we have to be able to do as God commands and be proud of us being a member of the church.
赚钱的本领啊，每一个人都不同。
Everyone has their own talents in making money.
但是在神面前，活出人的尊贵性，每一个人的机会跟条件都是一样的，都是平等的。
However, we are all equal in our opportunities of making a value of our lives in front of God.
如果是这个样子的话，我们真的能够活出人的尊贵性，以能够把神的荣耀给彰显出来了。
So everyone has the chance to manifest God's glory and make a value of our lives in front of God.
这就是我们活在这个世界的目的，神造我们的目的，生命的意义。
This is the goal and the meaning of God, and this is because why He created us.
所以我们的生命不是偶然存在，也不是突然消失就掉就算了。
Our life did not come by chance or coincidentally, and does not just all of a sudden disappear and end.
是神创造的时候有他的目的的。
God had an intention, a goal behind creating us.
所以我们也求主耶稣帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.